This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper for Swiss America Trading. Now, if you've all been listening to this program, the Hour of the Time, for any length of time, you will know that I've been passing along a lot of information that indicates our country is in serious economic trouble. In fact, we are fast approaching a state of complete collapse. And when this hits, when this happens, folks, the money as we know it will simply cease to exist. Now, for the next 200 of you who call, the next 200 callers, you can receive a free copy of Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. That's Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. In it, you can see for yourself just how bad Mr. Figge feels that our debt situation is. And quite frankly, I agree with him. But knowing we are in trouble, folks, isn't good enough. You also need to know how to protect yourself. And that is why I recommend Swiss America Trading for non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets and other investments. Some we recommend, some we don't. Some we don't know anything about. It's up to you to get this information, to ask questions, to find out, and it doesn't cost you a thing. Call our friends at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646 and do it right now, folks. Don't procrastinate. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. They will not only inform you with this free Figge report to the first 200 callers, but will also show you how to protect your own future. Call them at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And while you're at it, mention my name, William Cooper, and you will also receive a free newsletter on protecting your future. When the dust settles and the country is economically unfit, so to speak, where will you stand? Will you be left holding the bag? Or will you have protected yourself through non-confiscatable, non-reportable hard assets through Swiss America Trading? The choice, of course, is yours. You can either do something now and protect yourself, or you can let yourself and your family go right down the tubes. Call today, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. You'll be glad that you did.
You gotta get mad! You gotta get angry! You gotta lose control! You gotta get mad! You gotta get angry. You got to lose control.
The fighting black dragon makes no compromise. You rule these streets and it rules the guns. Cause the streets are dark and
spider. You gotta get mad. You gotta get angry. You gotta lose control. You gotta get mad. You gotta get angry. You gotta lose control.
Black dragon killer, on the ground of gold. Black dragon killer, now we're down to the ground. know what's going. Now they got your body number and they got you on hold. But the name your father did, a flesh of the screen. You just another body, you don't need a plane. People eating people taking over all the time. Don't see the weapons on the call at 30 miles. Someone in your family could be neighbor, could be scared. But now the dirty kills make a way through in the air. But you don't even know. But what I see here in my eyes is ready to explode. You know I keep a throwing rings and play the people game. But me and Bishop Bane, and I said you can get your brain.
The following, ladies and gentlemen, is excerpted from the Sovereign Grand Inspector General degree, the 33rd degree of the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Pay close attention. Quote, "The jewel is a black, double-headed eagle with golden beaks and talons, holding in the latter a sword of gold and crowned with the golden crown of Prussia. The red Teutonic cross is affixed to the left side of the breast. Most elaborate is the decoration resting upon a Teutonic cross. It is a nine-pointed star, namely one formed by three triangles of gold, one upon each other, and interlaced from the lower part of the left side to the upper part of the right, a sword extends, and in the opposite direction is a hand of justice. In the center is the shield of the order, azure, charged with an eagle like that on the banner, having on the dexter side a balance, or on the sinister side a compass of the second united with a square of the second. Around the whole shield runs a band of the first with the Latin inscription of the second, Ordo Ab Cao." And that is the subject of tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome Anthony J. Hilder and LaSalle LaSalle. Anthony J. Hilder is a white gentleman. LaSalle LaSalle is a black gentleman, both from two different worlds whose research led them to the exact same conclusion. One lives in the heart and soul of the worst area of South Central Los Angeles. The other has been brought up in white middle class America and has had everything that the other man has struggled for and has not been able to obtain. Pay close attention. You need to hear every single word of tonight's episode of The Hour of the Time. Anthony, would you like to introduce yourself to our listening audience?
Well, first, I've been on Radio Free World for a number of years, broadcasting about the Illuminati. 26 years ago, I produced a set of records called the Illuminati CFR Records. This is with Myron Fagan, talking about the Council on Foreign Relations, talking about the oligarchy of evil, which had planned many, many years ago to bring about a new world order. Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer. One world, one race, one ruler. And this oligarchy of evil has created crisis throughout the world. They created the French Revolution, the Reign of Terror. And in the city of Los Angeles, from where we speak now, we have an inflammatory situation that is being developed. It is a tinderbox. There are 50% of the young male blacks, 18 to 25, out of work. And this madman, who is president of the United States, named William Clinton, is talking about signing the North American Free Trade, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which would export from the United States as many as 25 million jobs. It would simply put this country belly up and she would go down in flames. Now, how will it go down in flames if we export those jobs? When there's 50% unemployment now, if this goes up to 70%, and we are already number one in unemployment in the United States of America, if these people who are working, the remaining workforce, is put out into the streets, there has to be an explosion. the gasoline is literally on the streets, and Clinton is lighting a match.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. LaSalle is my name, and it's a pleasure to be able to share some ideas with you this evening. Anthony, as you mentioned, the NAFTA Treaty, and for those who are not familiar with the NAFTA Treaty, the inner workings of it have been solely stipulated to annihilate the sovereignty of the American people. And that is just even still the starting point as these particular ideas will be crossing the globe. The situation in South Central Los Angeles, where I have emerged and have done just tons and tons of research and development, is very bleak. The consciousness level of the people are just almost totally annihilated. It is a survival situation every day. People are wandering aimlessly around like a ship without a rudder. The situation is just totally out of control. I have, as I mentioned earlier, done research and development in the South Central Los Angeles area. I understand the situation. I have also been following government over the last 12 years of my life. And as a result of the premise that we are bringing to you today, order ad kale, which is order from chaos, we are attempting to communicate that we are dealing with a situation that has been planned for a very long period of time.
Well, it's like Roosevelt said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, it was planned that way. And we are taking a look at a situation that is developing in South Central Los Angeles, that's developing in urban areas throughout the United States of America, which has been deliberately brought about to bring in the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and when the situation is totally out of control, to bring in the United Nations troops to establish a new world order. Ordo ab kale. Yes, Bill, you're absolutely correct. This is order by design. It's order out of chaos. The chaos was created. The problem has been created. It is a disaster by design.
Now, Anthony, isn't it true that this is exactly the way that Hitler rose to power in Germany during the 30s? And isn't this the same thing that happened in France just preceding the French Revolution?
Oh, there's no question about this, Bill. If you take a look at Hitler's second book, the title of Hitler's second book, this is the one after Mein Kampf, is entitled The New World Order.
That's
what it's all about.
And then that's not very well known either in this country or anywhere else. That seems to be something that the people who are bringing this about tend to suppress to keep the world from connecting the phrases throughout the ages, because New World Order was not invented by George Bush, nor was he the first one who ever said that.
No, but his father, Senator Prescott Bush, was a financier, was one of the backers of Adolf Hitler through Brown Brothers Harriman. People don't understand this. And what we're taking a look at is a Faustian financial fraternity in the United States. It's called the Skull and Bones, also called the Brotherhood of Death, which operates out of Yale University. We're taking a look at these financial fraternities involving themselves in American politics. These individuals from these Faustian financial fraternities generally wind up in positions of power, and they have been guided along. If you take somebody who is inept as George Bush, if you can imagine somebody as inept as George Bush becoming actually president of the United States, then you've got one hell of an imagination. But this is what has gone down. When you take a look at somebody like Lyndon Baines Johnson or Harry Truman, I call him Whorehouse Harry. He used to operate a cat house out in was St. Louis.
Anthony, you mentioned something about the Faustian financial fraternity, and just speaking about finance, and just wanting to give the listeners an indication of what's going on in our country. Right now, we are at the end of an inflationary cycle that started back around World War II. And as a result of this inflationary cycle continuing to build, you know the deficit is over $7 trillion here in this country, and also we are losing in an excess of $1 billion a day. And it's important for the listeners to know that as we continue to move towards the turn of the century, the second millennium is now a pressing need for the oligarchy of evil to usher in or even expedite their plans to bring in the new world order on the ashes of the American people.
Now, when you talk, Bill, about the Adolf Hitler book not being known to the American public, he also made another statement about 1,000 points of light. Hitler talked about 1,000-year Reich. We're talking about a millennium under Lucifer. We're talking about a change, a major change, not only in this country, but throughout the world, with an acceptance of an identifying mark to be placed in the back of the hand. We have a situation here which is so disastrous that it is almost unimaginable to most people in the world. This is happening in the United States of America. The technology is here to implant a transponder at the back of the hand for identification of people, for identification of people, just like they have the identification of dogs in the city of Los Angeles.
And that is still going on and emerging very, very swiftly. And as the individuals are attempting to encourage the public that this is a grand idea for security, they're having the public think that as a result of them being able to now identify their animals, no matter where the animal may be around the country, that it will give them greater security or the potentiality of not losing another loved one, in one manner of speaking. But as this is still moving on, they are attempting to now just emerge this particular technology into humans. And of course, that is biblically put.
Okay, now the crime in the streets is so bad that in the black community, men, again, 18 to 25, one out of three is either in jail, just coming out of jail, or ready to go in jail. And with the exportation of these jobs south of the border and the importation of communist slave labor product from China, and it's everywhere you go, we will have an explosion unparalleled in the history of the United States of America. And of course, if this country goes, every other country in the world will most likely fall, unless they shore up politically, economically, and socially to combat this oligarchy of evil that is controlling the show.
Well, this is just another note here, Anthony. You mentioned something about NAFTA earlier, which is the North American Free Trade Agreement. And, of course, that calls for the consolidation of, we're talking finance here, the banks. And I do believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that Bank of America is the key financial institution that will be representative of the United States and abroad. Just here in the South Central Los Angeles, across from the University of Southern California campus, the Security National Bank, and it was a nice size branch of Security, has now closed down. So what does that tell you? It just tells you that there's just another indicator that step by step, progressively, they are moving their plans in on the ashes of...
Well, I think the bottom line here is don't bank on America.
Let me break in here for just a moment, gentlemen. I want to get to something that's very important. For years, I've lectured about how they create this chaos and foment hatred and wars amongst different types of people. Now, I don't mean wars where you get up armies and go out and attack each other along a battlefield and the front lines and all that kind of thing. I'm talking about race hatred. I'm talking about class hatred. All of these different things that should never have existed ever in this country, a republic which was built and created to provide a safe haven for all peoples. We know that the welfare society was created to get people used to having a handout, to take away their work ethic. Now, to create the hatred of these people amongst the other classes of people, they then introduced drugs and crime. And they could control the level of crime by either increasing or decreasing the price of drugs and making them more available or less available. They then create organizations like the ADL B'nai B'rith to create animosity and hatred toward the Jews. They create Aryan brotherhoods and white separatist groups who then foment that hatred not only between whites and blacks, but whites and Jews and whites and Orientals and so on and so forth. And what happens then is you have a huge cauldron of boiling, bubbling hatred and venom and people who want to go out and kill each other. And you have some people have cooler heads but not wiser heads who want to separate the races and have different states, a black state here, a Jewish state here, an Oriental state here, a white state here, not understanding that on the borders of those states there would always and continually for the rest of human history be wars.
You're exactly right, Bill, and from a human growth and development standpoint of view, as I have done research profusely, the psychological, emotional damage that has been put upon the people is beyond one's wildest imagination. They have people in this country, and I'm talking about all levels of the economic curve. It doesn't matter how much money you are making. They have people living their lives in total oblivion and subservient to all of the workings of this particular oligarchy of evil, and it is a sin. It is a blatant sin that is put upon the masses just for the destruction of our people, and it is imperative that the listeners understand this idea and we all come together to combat this particular genocide.
Well, we're going to have to hang together. We're going to hang separately. Now, the racial tension has been created in the community. When I say that, over the past 25 or 30 years, through Hollywood, through the films that have been made, like Mandingo and Drum, some of these Superfly things, Hate Whitey, the Black's the Almighty Superfly thing.
Now, you watch those movies, Anthony.
What?
You watch, the average person watches those movies, and they think that that's what the black man or the black woman is really all about. But people who really work with real black people know that that is a stereotype, just like the like Hitler's stereotype Jew. And the stereotype Aryan Nazi is also a fantasy. But this is what the public perceives, and this is what the public remembers, and this is how the public becomes afraid of someone who doesn't look like them or have the same culture.
Bill, it's very important to stress that the fact that the Ku Klux Klan was formed, was founded by Albert Pike, the author of the Masonic Bible in the United States, Morals and Dogma. He founded this, the core of Masonry in the United States of America, and the Ku Klux Klan.
That's correct.
And we take a look at the Masonic temples around, it says Ordo Ab Keo.
That's correct also. We also know that the Freemasonry is a racist organization, and while they are black Masonic lodges called the Prince Hall Lodges, you will not find white Masons attending those lodges, and you will not find black Masons attending the white Masonic lodges. And, of course, they created B'nai B'rith for the Jews.
Here's a revelation also for the listeners, Bill. Physics in the 20th century have proven that an exact picture of the material world is really not possible. The world that we see and experience in everyday life is simply a convenient mirage attuned to our very limited senses, an illusion that is conjured by our perceptions and our mind. And I said that to say that still one of the biggest myths in humanity, and this is even as we are using these affirmations, black and white, that is still one of the biggest myths that has been put upon society. It is a true given fact that we are of different shades or a variety of them, and they do say variety is the spice of life, but in actuality, we are all men and we are are all women, and we have come here as God has given us the same allotment, and part of what the United States of America is about and what humanity is all about is making sure that everyone has the opportunity to be able to live out their life to its fullest potential and move and go and be as free and resilient and prosperous people as they can.
But these one-worlders have created a second-class society, second-class citizens in the United States. When you get somebody on welfare, when you get them in line to get something from the government, to get something that they haven't earned from somebody who has earned monies, you destroy the system. You destroy free enterprise.
Well, it's socialism, and socialism has been proven not to work in every instance that it's ever been tried in the history of the world. It just doesn't work. It takes away the dignity, the self-respect of humanity. It reduces them to the lowest level of being a real non-contributor. They have no feeling of self-worth. It takes away God. And of course, if you take away God, you take away creator endowed rights, and that nullifies the Constitution, which is built upon that principle. And what you're left with is the shell of humanity that is sort of wandering around meaningless, getting some kind of meaning out of getting lost in the depths of escapism like drugs. An illusion like television.
The drug problem, Bill, was created. You go on almost any street in South Central Los Angeles, on any major intersection, but there's a liquor store. You're going to find drug dealers outside. If you want to eliminate drugs in the United States of America, eliminate the Central Intelligence Agency.
Well, I would go a little farther than that. It's not the Central Intelligence Agency per se. In fact, it is no agency or branch of our government. But it is the secret societies who have infiltrated and control all levels of our society, government, and military who are, in fact, bringing this about. Now, I interviewed Jordan Maxwell a few nights ago on this show, The Hour of the Time, and he explained about a group of doctors in California who were investigating and collecting these symbols that the gangs draw on walls and buildings and fences in Los Angeles. And a great number of these signs and symbols that they're drawing are the signs and symbols of the Freemasonic Lodge and the other secret societies. And these kids didn't invent these symbols out of their head. They also show signs of such a sophisticated system of organization and logistical supply of these drugs and weapons that they're getting, that we know that they are not the source of these logistics nor of the planning of these systems of organization or logistics or supply, but this comes from somewhere else.
And I think it's important to point out that even prior to bringing in the drug movement, it was imperative, important in the plans of the higher forces to then first rob individuals of their identities. And I am saying now that the drug movement has only been the fire on the gasoline. After you have an individual that doesn't understand who or what he is, where he's going, how he's going to get there, and then you put drugs in this particular system, you have an individual who is then just totally lost.
Well, you replace fantasy with you take away reality and you replace it with fantasy. I mean, that's the way it goes down. If you go down to South Central Los Angeles here, a block and a half away from where we are right now, a huge warehouse was up in flames. Just driving down the street, the fire engines are going right by because they're going over to another problem. Looking out against the skyline of Los Angeles from Westwood and Wilshire, there's 5,300 fires. It looked like an H-bomb had gone off in the city of Los Angeles. This is not by accident. This is by design.
I think the psychological point of view of it is another thing to bring out here. You just look at the billboards in the city, right? All of the billboards are either advertising liquor, advertising something relative to sex, or then advertising something relative to war. There's a billboard.
The Boiling Point, for instance.
Yes, the Boiling Point. Now, that movie, Anthony, was actually premiered on April the 16th,
1993. They start advertising a month before, and that billboard is still present right now, and that movie is nowhere in sight. It's probably in the on the secondary market here in the video stores or something like that. But they just left it there to continue to suggest to people that wars or fighting or killing is what they're supposed to do.
And this billboard, now I want you to describe it, has Leslie Snipes with a gun with a huge barrel pointing out at all of the people in this.
It looks like a 357 Magnum. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
The point is that the drug dealers are getting their supply not from independent sources, but from government sources, or those people acting on behalf of the government through the Central Intelligence Agency, which is bringing in heroin, it is bringing in cocaine, it is creating the problem.
That's correct.
Ordo ab Kale.
I hate to interrupt, folks, but once again, it's time for our break. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short pause. Hello, folks. This is William Cooper speaking to you for Swiss America Trading. I want you to call them right now at 1-800-289-2646. Ask for Harry Figge's book, or pamphlet, or report titled Tackle the Debt. That's Harry Figge's report entitled Tackle the Debt. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. Doesn't cost you anything. 1-800-289-2646. While you're at it, mention my name, William Cooper, and they will send you a free newsletter on protecting your future. That's 1-800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. By protecting your future, you'll be protecting the future of the hour of the time and freedom for the world. Call now, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, and you'll be glad that you did.
You gotta get mad! You gotta get angry! You gotta lose control! You gotta get mad! You gotta get angry! You got to lose control!
The fighting black dragon makes no compromise. He rules these streets and he rules the gun. Cause he is my son. It's time to
get mad. You gotta get angry. You got to lose control. You gotta get mad. You gotta get angry. You got to lose control.
This was done intentionally. You know, a lot of people don't understand it, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who introduced socialism to this country, was a 33rd degree Freemason. Harry Truman, who was the one who gave the order to drop the atomic bomb on Japan, was a 33rd degree Freemason. Now, he, in conjunction with Wild Bill Donovan, who was the head of the OSS, a Knights Templar, who would not have anyone in the OSS who was not a Knights Templar, they got their heads together and created the National Security Act and the Central Intelligence Agency, and Alan Welsh Dulles, when he was the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, actually got pardons for the entire German Gestapo and absorbed the entire German Gestapo, all raving Nazis, National Socialists, into the Central Intelligence Agency, and most of those people over the years have risen to power inside the intelligence community, to high levels of power, I might add. Now, all of these people who head up these agencies, and you can go back and just go right down the line, they've all belonged to the Council on Foreign Relations. Most of them have been members of the Skull and Bones. All of them must be members of either the Skull and Bones, Freemasonry, the Knights Templar, the Knights of Malta, or similar organizations, the Ancient Order of the Rosen Cross, for instance, and when I was a member of the Office of Naval Intelligence, I did not ever, during my entire time with ONI, NIS, ever meet or see anyone who was not a Freemason of a high degree.
Speaking about high levels of power, I think we ought to then bring out the high cabal, as I would call it, and the gentleman that is responsible, his name is Adam Weishaupt, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are familiar with that name out there. If you are not, there it is once again, who was founder in 1776 of the Barbarian Order of the Illuminati, a secret society of Freemasons that operate out of Europe. And as we know it, everything operates ancillary to that.
That's correct, at the highest levels. And that's the reason for the pyramidal structure of organization and the many steps of qualifications by degrees. The people who are on the bottom are, in fact, people who occupy most of that pyramid, no matter what their degree or designation is, until they get to the very top, really don't even know what it is that they belong to. But they function as a part of a tremendously powerful political group, which provides a consensus of opinion and usually allows them to get their way. Now, the oaths that they take, making it upon pain of death that they must obey the order, that they must protect their brothers, that they cannot reveal any secrets, even murder and treason, and must protect these people and further the goals of the order, is how it makes it possible for them to infiltrate positions in government, military, and society, appoint their brothers in positions below them, and then destroy everything that is good from within. LaSalle, before I had to interrupt you for our normal break, our station break, you were about to say something.
Yes, I was, Bill. I wanted to point out that the listeners have to, in some manner of speaking, be saying to myself, oh, my God, I mean, what are we going to do? It's like we have come this far, and all of this is going on, and the information that you guys are giving us right here is giving us a broad sense of that, you know, we're just all doomed to captivity or slavery or something like that. And as I mentioned something about the high cabal, I know that everyone is aware of what I would call the supreme cabal, and that is the almighty power of God. And I can assure everyone that is listening that there will be intervention. And the people who have started this whole tumultuous situation have miscalculated ever so slightly, and I know that we will be winners as it all comes to a head, Bill, and I wanted to point that out.
Well, yeah, LaSalle and I were up in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard taking a look at the Illuminati Luxor Hotel, which is being built from the desert sands. This is no accident. This is their symbol, the symbol that's on the backside of the dollar bill, the reverse seal of the United States, coming to pass as we rush towards the 21st century.
I would call it a very, very powerful piece of prophecy, Mr. Anthony J. Hilder. And also another point, I mean, just to give you the listeners an inkling of what's going on here, as I was even staying across the street from the Illuminati Luxor Hotel, and I had and spoke with some individuals who wanted to go over and look at the construction. They had guards at the gate that would not let people go in and to see exactly what was going on and how this particular building was built. So therefore, it would only give me an indication that there was a high level of secrecy relative to some of the inner workings of this building and how it was being structured.
Yeah, now, I want everybody out there to understand, you know what Luxor means. You know what it means, right, Anthony?
Yes.
Luxor means light. Light. Remember what we talked about? The light here.
It's heir of the light.
It's the reference to the sun, the light, Lucifer, the angel of light who was cast out of heaven into the earth to rule the material world. It is a monument to the material world, to the success and to the coming to power of Lucifer over this world. The Illuminati Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas is a pyramid, ladies and gentlemen, with 33 floors, which is, as you've been listening to the series on Mystery Babylon, which we broadcast over this program, The Hour of the Time, the only place in the world where you've ever heard any of this ever revealed, the only last bastion of truth left in media on this earth, then you understand the portent of this. It's a slap in the face.
Well,
it is the same thing.
Subliminal suggestion, if you just look at the reverse seal on the dollar bill and at the top of the pyramid that you see there, we're talking about the Illuminati pyramid, it says Omnuit Coeptis, which basically means our enterprise is a success. And right there at the bottom there's Novus Ordo Seclorum, which is the order of the new world. So basically, they have been subliminally, psychologically telling all of us that they have had control all along, and they are just progressively ushering in their plans on us.
And then Adam Weishaupt had on his book, The Illuminati, on the cover, this Illuminati symbol. In 1776, prior to the formation of the United States, his organization was founded on May 1st. Officially, the United States was founded.
Hold on, please. Hold on, gang. Sorry for that little interruption, folks, but my daughter just came home and was screaming her head off about something, and that's all soft. So go ahead, Anthony.
But the country is screaming its head off about something, but they don't know what that something is, and we identify the problem in our tape, Ordo Ab Kael, the crisis creation. It's an hour-long video giving an overview of the problem. If we can trigger the trap that has been set for us, the trap that has been set to engage blacks and whites in a confrontational situation in the inner cities of America, we can have this fall upon the people who created it. I know this is a difficult thing to do, and I know this is a massive undertaking, but with broadcasts like this worldwide, we can get this message out. We have to have an alternative to the United Nations. We have to have a free world alliance. I've just finished a manifesto which addresses this issue, to form an organization of free nation states, linguistic, tribal, racial, religious, political. When people have a choice to associate freely as they choose in their own nation, then we can have freedom, because freedom is choice, choice is freedom.
And we're talking about solutions here, and I think that it would be of great benefit that the listeners understand my posture, or even more so my platform, and I'm going to give it to you right now. The greatest natural resource of our nation is its people. Thus it follows inescapably that the primary national goal to be pursued at all levels, private, local, state, and federal, must be the development of each individual to its fullest potential. And that means that now it is time for us as individuals, as people of this particular planet, to take control of our lives. We must realize our full potential and stop letting all of this insidious trickery. It's really witchcraft. It's sorcery. There was a guy, his name was Winston Churchill, and he said that if we open up a quarrel between the present and the past, we are in danger of losing the future. And this is what they have done to us with the divide and conquer, with the boom and bust, with the Ordo Ab Kael.
That's correct. And one of the ways that they do this, and it's important that people understand it, one of the admonitions that I always give on this broadcast is to listen to everyone, read everything, believe nothing unless you can prove it true or false in your own absolute research. Don't look for other people to save you. Don't look for knights in shining armor riding on white horses. Don't look to leaders, and for God's sake, don't ever worship a leader, because then you will never know when you've been deceived. One of the ways they create the chaos to bring about a situation where they can step in and take control or provide the solution that the people are screaming for, after they've created the conditions that make the people scream for the solution they wanted all along, which is the Hegelian principle, is to make sure that they control both sides. Right now, in this country, they are controlling the leaders of the black movements. They are controlling the leaders of the Oriental movements. They control the leaders of the white Aryan movements. They control the leaders of the patriotic movements, the socialist movements. All of these things are in the control of these people. They control the media. Now, I'm not telling you that everybody that you look up to or everybody who is trying to lead is one of them, but I'm telling you that this is one of the methods whereby they reach power, they maintain the power, they create the desired conflict, make it perform in the manner that they wish it to perform, so that the desired outcome is reached, and we all must be responsible for our own actions, for our country, and for our world. And if we don't reach that situation now and start living our lives from a state of truth rather than deception and manipulation, then we're all doomed. It's that simple.
That's why we've created this particular tape, the crisis creation, to explain this inflammatory situation that's existed. We want to trigger this particular trap. We want people to have the tape. Can I plug this thing right now, Mr.?
Sure, go ahead.
You can get a copy of this. If you're anywhere in the world today, $23 American, you can send it off to Harvester Tapes, like Harvester Tapes, P.O. Box 1122, Malibu. That's Harvester Tapes, P.O. Box 1122, Malibu, California, USA 90265. $23 for this is a crisis creation tape, which explains to those who view it that this problem has been created. It's a disaster by design. They create the problem to then give us the solution, and the solution is always worse than the problem that they created. They are engaged, and I say this oligarchy is engaged in the development of a drug culture, a subculture where people are dependent upon drugs. They have developed this subculture where they are dependent upon the state for welfare. They are dependent upon the government for solutions, the government for the answers. And of course, the larger the government, the larger the enemy, because this government, the American government, has been taken over by a group of international banksters and government gangsters who wish to bring about a new world order.
Now remember, at the heart and soul of this is the secret societies. The first international bankers on this earth were the Knights Templars and Freemasonry. Freemasonry has the inheritance of the Knights Templars. In fact, they are their descendants, if not genetically, they certainly are in principle and in their goals. And
I think it's conceivable, even for some of the listeners, to even find out that a lot of even the people who we are looking to as leaders are not aware of what's going on. There was some research that I was doing at the library, and that was at the University of Southern California, and I discovered that the international banking cartels and the secret societies, they are playing what they call census politics.
Absolutely.
So therefore, they are manipulating and structuring the lives of a lot of the people who we are considering leaders.
That's correct. And they believe that they are doing the right thing in their heart and soul, not realizing that the logic and the ideology, the ideological viewpoints that they're following have been twisted. Every one of our universities today are preaching Marxism, something that this country has always rejected. And we know that under a Marxist system, a republic cannot exist. We also know that wherever the word democracy is repeatedly used over and over again, socialism always rears its ugly head, and with socialism comes fascism. It never, ever fails.
We have a modern-day fascist as president of the United States of America. Mr. Marx has gone to Washington.
Well, we think Waco, Texas proved that.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is responsible, really, for the murder of 96 people. I think 26 of them were children in Waco, Texas. This is the first armed assault upon the United States of America in Waco, Texas, since the Civil War. The first armed assault upon a church, upon the people of the United States of America. The United States has fallen to this oligarchy.
That's correct, because that was not an action carried out by agencies of the United States government. That was an action that we proved on this show that was carried out by the multi-jurisdictional task force of the United Nations. There were British SAS troops there. There were members of the urban guerrilla warfare teams of the Special Operations Division of the Department of Defense called Delta that was there. The reconnaissance aircraft were all British. There were representatives from Interpol. The first assault was made by the ATF, which is a division of the Department of Treasury, which is controlled by the International Monetary Fund. In fact, our treasurer sits on the cabinet of the President of the United States. Is paid by the International Monetary Fund and not by the United States of America, and that is by the Bretton Woods Treaty, which took place some time ago.
Well, H.L. Mencken made this statement, and I'm going to repeat it. One can never underestimate, and repeat this, one can never underestimate the intelligence of the American people. The American people have been hoodwinked. They've been conned. They've been jive-shucked. They've been led along like sheep to the slaughter. And we're going to go down for the final count unless we wake up. That's why this, our tape, the Ordo Ab Kale, the crisis creation, is essential. It's essential that we get the message out there to the people. Jordan Maxwell and I did a tape on Lucifer 2000, talking about the coming of this new world order by the year 2000. We've got to stop it. We've got to scuttle their program.
Anthony, you were talking about murder a little bit earlier here. And I think it will only be befitting to speak a little bit about mega murder. As a matter of fact, that's Mega Murder 2000, the generic engineering of AIDS. And we are talking about a very, very volatile situation that's going on, not only in the United States of America, but across the globe here, which has, of course, been strategically organized to reduce the population of this planet by 25% by the year 2000.
And we're talking about blacks in Africa. The Mega Murder 2000 tape that I did, it's an audio tape with Dr. Strecker, talks about how the World Health Organization put this disease into the smallpox vaccine shots for the population of Africa.
It
was created to wipe out millions, hundreds of millions of blacks throughout the continent.
Let me clarify something for you, Anthony. The World Health Organization did not consciously put the virus in the vaccines or whatever it is that causes AIDS. But I have a complete chapter in my book, Behold a Pale Horse, that outlines everything that happened and how it was done. The doctors who gave the vaccinations had no knowledge that anything was in the vaccination. Neither did the organizations who instituted these programs of vaccination, but were carrying out political policy from higher above. And all of this was done, of course, without the knowledge of most, not all, but most of the participants. And this is the way most of this is carried out. For instance, in the Los Angeles riots,
it's incredible that some of the biggest miscalculations can cause some of the greatest damage.
And now we're talking about Hillary demanding forced vaccinations for all of the children.
That's correct.
I don't know whether they're going to be tagging these children like dogs, but if you've got a child out there and the government is coming over and saying, I want to vaccinate, I'm here from the government, I'm here to vaccinate your child, and I'm here to help you. You've got to reject this.
We're going to cover that in full in a future program on the Hour of the Time. Not only the forced vaccinations, but the computer program and the complete social program to follow these children for the rest of their life and keep track of them and their health and their vaccinations, which means the next generation will be completely followed, identified, and tagged for their entire life if this vaccination policy for children goes through Congress and becomes law and the American people accept it.
I have had in my hand, Bill, in fact, I've got one here, one of the Destron IDI tapes. These tapes, I mean, these transponders, will record a message back from the scanner that will identify the child. Once this is placed in the child, it will be with the child permanently for life. The child will be as a dog, as an animal. And we've got to stop this program. If they are allowed to do this, if they're allowed to get away with it. I'm talking about the government of the United States and other nations of the world that go along with this international oligarchy. We are doomed to die. We've got to stop this. We've got to expose it. That's why it's essential that people read Behold the Pale Horse and Let Me Plug Your Book. And it's essential that they hear the Mega Murder 2000 tape, an audio tape. By the way, it sells for $11. You can also get it through Harvester Tapes, P.O. Box 1122, Malibu, M-A-L-I-B-U, California, USA, 90265.
And by the way, folks, after this program is over, if you'd like to call and talk to one or the other of these gentlemen, I believe both of them will be available at this phone number. It's area code 213-YES-FREE. That's area code 213-YES-FREE. That's YESFREE. Area code 213-YES-FREE. LaSalle LaSalle or Anthony J. Hilder will be there to take your call and talk to you. And please keep your call short because there'll be somebody else dialing to try to get into that number.
There's another number, Bill, you can give out, which is also my number.
Okay.
That was the 213-231-1688.
Okay, 213-231-1688. Now, for those of you scrambling for a pencil, I'll give you both of these numbers again. It's 213-YES-FREE. Easy to remember. 213-YES-FREE. YESFREE on your dial. The other number is 213-231-1688. That's 213-231-1688. Now, you've heard, folks, both of these gentlemen are very passionate about the discoveries that they've made and the information that they talk about. As usual, I'm going to give you my standard admonition. You're not to believe me. You're not to believe Dan Rather. You're not to believe the man, Rush Limbaugh, who sits on half his brain or whatever he does with half his brain. Or Dan Rather, Ted Koppel, the President of the United States, or even your own mother. It doesn't mean you can't love your mother, but you better not believe anything that anybody says unless you get up off your butt, do your own research, and verify it for yourself, either right or wrong. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for being our guest tonight. I think you're going to probably get a lot of calls, and you're probably going to get a lot of requests for your tape. If there's anything that you could say in like 30 seconds or less, Anthony, what would it be to the world?
Well, we have to incite a revelation, otherwise we're going to face a revolution. We have to have an alliance of free nations to oppose the United Nations. We have to have choice, otherwise we will not have a chance to survive. We must expose the Illuminati. We must expose through world radio and through world education what is going down. We must trigger this trap, and that's what we do with the Crisis Creation Tape, and that's what you are doing on a nightly basis with this magnificent broadcast.
And if I may encapsulate my message as I am bringing forth this idea to the citizens of the world, please ask not what America can do for you, as I am also passionate about that, but what we can all do together for the freedom of mankind.
And I would like to add that it starts with being responsible on each and every individual level, and it starts with rejecting the idea that anybody owes you anything. Socialism sucks. Good night, and God bless you all.
Line.